Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
The Hum is an app which takes you to familiar locations in Brighton and makes you see them in quite a different way.
Yeah, I tried it out last week. I did three of the locations in Brighton Station and loved it and recommended that you download it and have a go. Have you done that, Melissa?
Which I did. I was very good. I did my homework.
I
did it today, and I went to one in Waterstones where you head up to the third floor of Waterstones and you look out the window, or fourth floor, and you press play. And what it is, it's a meditation on people crossing the road. And about people going from A to B, people being individual or in groups. And there was one part of it, because what you're doing is obviously you're looking at people just going around their day-to-day things while the narrative is talking to you.
And it's a pre-recorded narrative that doesn't necessarily relate to what's going
on. Precisely. Yeah. There's a ticking sound because you're right by the clock tower. But there was one part of it when the voice was saying, did she press the button? Did she press the button? And precisely at that moment, a woman went up and pressed the button. It's like, it was spooky. It was synchronicity. I thought it was fabulous because it's a kind of people watching app from that point of view, and I thought it was really lovely and really, really enjoyed it. I found it fascinating.
It legitimised you being a nosy woman just staring at people, basically.
I don't need legitimacy to do that. Anyway, our reporter Alicia Theobald went to try it out herself, and she met some of the other people experiencing the Hum.
My name is Holly Simpson, and I am about to take the Hum. I'm about to listen to the Hum app, and I'm very intrigued by this because it's something very different. And we are now travelling to the first location, which is a photo booth, I believe. I just went to the first location, which was in the photo booth, and it was very strange listening to audio and just sitting there, but it was actually really fun because you could obviously hear the sound of the guy talking to us whilst we were in the location.
Well, I just was outside the Tesco sliding doors, and there's a piece in the text which says, you know, are you sure you want to go in, and are you sure about your direction and your certainty about the direction you're heading in? And at that very second, split second, somebody went to the door and immediately turned back. And I thought, how did they do that?
What I'm enjoying about this experience so far is that it's giving me a little bit of time to reflect. And just by looking at certain objects and hearing a very poetic little piece, it's really interesting. I've never done anything really like this before. It's a very unique way of getting people out and about and around Brighton. So you were part of the Hum doing one of the voices. How was that experience for you?
It was actually a really fascinating experience because I think we don't often listen to our own voices all the time. And I'm a dance artist, so especially doing that for me was a really different kind of venture. And I haven't heard my voice yet in the project, so I'm a little bit nervous about that, but also excited because you can't, when you are sitting in a recording studio, just recording text without the background music and the scene, you don't really know what that's going to be like. So yeah, I'm excited.
So how did you find the experience of the Hum?
It was really fun walking around the street and finding, like, discovering each little moment, and I really enjoyed the bits where I got to interact with the world in a very different way.
What do you think worked the best, or what hit you most personally?
The scene in the photo booth hit me most because it was sitting and look at my reflection in the thing, and how he asked you to sort of surrender into continuing to look at yourself and then coming at you with lots of more intense things about what this is about. I really like that, and the thing with the automatic doors. Like, anything that had us to play with the outside world was really interesting. Well, I've only done three of them, so I'm interested in hearing the rest of what's on the thing.
So the eagle-eared amongst you may well have noticed that our reporter there was Holly Simpson, and she was reporting on the Hum, and we're going to be hearing more about it later on the show. But just to let you know, the Hum app runs through to Sunday. It's around central Brighton, and you can download it for free at brightonfestival.org. And it definitely comes with a strong and stable recommendation from Rebecca Sanders and myself. Sorry, I'm going to drive her mad with this. And I have to say thank you very much to Thameslink for supporting our festival reporters.
So let's go back to the Hum app again. It takes you around familiar locations in Brighton and gets you to see them in quite a different way. Our reporter Holly Simpson met one of its creators, Nick Sanduland, and some of the people who've tried out the Hum for themselves.
We've had an interesting experience with the Hum because normally we do performances. When I say we, this is Flexa and Sanduland, the company that I have with Yael Flexa. We normally do performances inside theatres, and we're taking it outside this time. And we're also using some new technology, although it's pretty old nowadays, but it's quite an interesting crossover with audiences, because most people who come along to an app-based work are usually those slightly techno-savvy people. Other crowds that come along to theatrical dance-based work aren't necessarily the same audiences. So it's quite revealing, really, just seeing that crossover. And today we've had slightly more performance-orientated people coming along, trying to figure out how to use an app. So that's been a learning process. But they've all been doing it, and they've been... if they couldn't work out an app themselves, they've been borrowing other people's ones, and they've been gaining another viewpoint, which has been very satisfying to see.
What do you want people to take away from this piece, from this experience?
Well, I think it's another view of something that's familiar. That's the key thing, really. Sometimes institutions like galleries and theatres provide a bit of a barrier. Quite often we get people coming along to a dance event, and the usual thing is, I don't know much about dance, and in a very apologetic manner, which is a real shame, because it shouldn't be that way. It's really, we like people to be curious and to, you know, to find out and to investigate. But the institution does get in the way sometimes. And in this situation, we haven't got an institution. It's just go out onto the streets and have a look around you and put on these glasses, in a way, these metaphorical glasses that give you a different viewpoint of something familiar. And the commentaries that you hear on the headphones are written by dance practitioners and people who either practice the art form or write about the art form. So they're articulate and observational in a particular way. But we've told them to look at everyday movement, everyday interactions that we all do. So it's a familiar territory. So hopefully when people come along to this and experience it, they might revisit or see these places in a new light. So it's just that. It's just being able to give it another viewpoint and to draw notice to those places that we often pass by.
How did you find the experience of the Hum?
Well, one of the lovely things is that each one of the recordings takes you to a different place. So some of them I found quite magical, and other ones were less magical. But there's something about seeing a place in a new way that this helps you do. So I love the ones that particularly asked you to experience a new thing, like the opening and closing of doors at the Leisure Centre. I don't think I'll ever see, you know, automatic doors in the same way again. Or the very first one at Brighton Station, where it says, look at the people. And those ones that were asking you to look at the way that people walked, because we all walk in our own individual idiosyncratic ways. And the idea of seeing that as a performance, I really loved. And then doing one in the toilet. That was really interesting. So I love the imagination behind all of the different locations. And, you know, I don't know Brighton all that well, and I just think it would be really interesting also to do it in a place that you knew really well, so you'd see it in a different way. And I really enjoyed it.
What would you say was the most successful thing about it?
Well, for me, the most effective thing was seeing people in a different light. I know when I walk back to the station now, because I'm not from Brighton, to get a train, I'll be looking at people a little differently and noticing their walks and noticing how they're holding themselves. And in the very first one, it talked about rhythm of the steps and holding a forehead high. I'll be noticing those things. I thought some of it was just so beautifully written that some of those images will stay in my mind. So it was the combination, I think, of having kind of a personal experience in a public place and then the really lovely writing that, you know, the escalator one that I've just listened to now, looking down on an escalator and where people choose to stand in an escalator. And the fact, I've never thought about this before, that there are no clocks in a mall. I mean, there must be a reason for that. But that timelessness, each one of them that I experienced had a kind of a timelessness about it that I really enjoyed.
And that report on the Hum was by Holly Simpson, and the Hum app runs through to Sunday around Central Brighton, and you can download it for free at brightonfestival.org.
I actually think you can download the app and you can use it beyond the end of festival. So if you're thinking, oh, I haven't got time this week, well, A, try and find some time because it's great.
Yes, it is.
But B, then just download it and you can use it in the future.
Well, I didn't know that, so I've just learnt something through listening to Radio Reverb.
Well, that's what we aim to do here on the Brighton Festival special show, which you've all been listening to, you, me and I and everyone out there in Radio Land, Melita, learning something.
Stop, you're giving me the willies.
Are you feeling a little less stable now?
Yes, I'm feeling wobbly.
Oh, OK. Well, I wanted to knock the strong and stable out of you by the end of the show.
You succeeded.
I think I've succeeded in doing so.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.